See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Barnes is a good ally. Does that mean that we should support him as opposed to the people petitioning for their freedom? The point here is that we have to support people everywhere who strive for their freedom and their democracy.
There's a talk radio caller thinking out loud that we ought to worry more about the people of Egypt and not so much about President Mubarak and the politics there. Chaos in Egypt, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. This is the overview of what's going on for this past week, ending on Friday, February the 4th. The overview of the top 10 from Talkers Magazine. Here's a rundown of the top 10 hits, in fact, determined by the staff on this program and at Talkers Magazine. The talk radio programs we monitor all across the country, local shows, to determine our list. At number 10, the Charlie Sheen case, the 911 call, the drugs, all the crazy stories. That's number 10. At number 9, all the talk about the Super Bowl, the hype that goes along with it, the commercials, that sort of thing. At number 8, the soon-to-be-released memoirs of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Global warming is 7. Nobel Prize nomination for WikiLeaks, number 6. Number 5, continuing discussion about our relationship with China. Number 4, what's going on with the debt and how can we cut the budget. The number 3 item this week, the severe weather around the country. Wow, that's a story and a half. Number 2, healthcare reform. And as I mentioned, the chaos in Egypt is number 1. Some more from Egypt, Delaware host Alan Laudell on our affiliate WDEL, talking to a Middle East advisor about what other countries think about what's going on there.
Aaron David Miller, advisor to U.S. secretaries of state of both parties on Middle East negotiations, sees the Egyptian situation entering a new dangerous phase.
The longer this goes on without a resolution, the greater the propensity for violence. You've got possible confrontations within and between protesters, pro and anti-Mubarak. And clearly, I don't think it's stretching the bounds of credulity to the breaking point to suggest that many of those pro-Mubarak supporters are probably paid government agents or government employees. So the longer this goes on, angry people with weapons, high concentration of population, you run the risk also of the Egyptian military, if the lawlessness gets out of control, having to intercede. And then you could end up with large numbers of casualties. So I think this is a demonstration of what happens when political change can't be channeled appropriately. And right now, in the rest of the Arab world, Arabs and Muslims are going to say, you know, we're not sure we want this. We're not sure that this makes sense. What people, I think, here forget is that the greatest downside, greater than Mubarak as president, greater than all of that, is the Arab fear of what the Arabs call fitna, which is civil strife, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon. This has to be avoided, and in a way, this is giving democratic protest movements a bad name.
Well, what you just described, where the military would feel compelled to intervene, it becomes kind of a fait accompli, doesn't it? Because it could very well be that's why these provocateurs might have been hired by the government in the first place to do this.
Well, it could easily backfire, though, because the a military intervention, an effort to restore law and order, could lead to large numbers of casualties. That will be on Mubarak's head. And the circumstances here for exactly how you're going to reconcile his determination to stay till September through presidential election and the protesters' demands that he leave immediately and the Obama administration's efforts to thread the needle, so to speak, is unclear.
Yeah, a lot of things that are not particularly clear. Let's now listen to another host from another one of our stations. This time it's California host Bill Carroll talking with a correspondent in Cairo about the way a lot of journalists have been rounded up by the Egyptian military this week.
I think the main and the most disturbing new twist on this story is that the Egyptian military has been rounding up Western reporters in Cairo, in some cases confiscating their equipment. And you know, it's almost like they're trying to shut the world out, and that can be pretty scary. Leland Viterte, can you pronounce your name for me properly? It'd be really disrespectful to get your name wrong.
Well, Bill, I answer to "Hey, you" a lot of times, especially to our producers over here. But it's Leland Vittert here from Cairo. We're held up in a hotel here near to the airport as what probably tomorrow could be the defining moment in this protest goes down.
Are you freaking out a little bit that they've been rounding up reporters and taking away equipment? I'm sure you've heard that.
Well, we certainly have heard it. We certainly heard about it happening to friends of ours, and we've certainly had colleagues been visited by the security services, sometimes in a not-too-friendly way, as they tend to do in this part of the world. I wouldn't say we're freaking out. You know, we have some incredibly talented security staff who are with us who take great care of us, and you, more than anything, just have to be smart and be careful.
Yeah, we're 2 days away now from the million people out on the streets. Yesterday was particularly violent. We've been focused on reporters being rounded up a little bit. But how has it changed on the street in the last 3 days? The numbers of pro and anti-Mubarak demonstrators and the level of violence?
Well, I think if you have to say in the last 3 days, you know, in the last 3 days we've seen the pro-Mubarak / government forces come out and start, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails and beating people and throwing rocks and everything else. Up until those guys came out, it was largely a peaceful protest. So I think you've seen that change. You've also seen a huge rise in the level of injuries. We have now almost a dozen dead. We have more than 1,000 people injured. More sort of reports of that coming in by the minute. So the ante in this has been raised considerably. And at some point, one side, it seems like, is going to have to blink, or otherwise you have, you know, we're going to go from a street battle to a street war. And already in the suburbs of Cairo, the arsons, the looting, the street battles are spreading.
All right, so there's Bill Carroll talking to one of the journalists over there, 800-510-8255. Isn't it interesting how these guys make themselves the story when, you know, they're not really the real story is what's going on over there, but their egos get the best of them, and it's all about them. It's not all about them. It's about what's going on in this country and what happens over there. It's of interest to a lot of people for a lot of good reasons. We'll be taking your calls on this in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? no moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're reviewing the details of this number one item, the chaos in Egypt after the news came out that the government had shut off the country's access to the Internet. Host David Serrata talked with several callers about whether President Obama ought to have an Internet kill switch.
Dan, do you think we should have an Internet kill switch in the United States?
Absolutely not, Dave. I think that this is, you know, part of the backbone of democracy is the Internet. And, you know, of course, you know, every dictator in the history of this world has used that as an excuse. I'm here to protect you, you know. But, of course, the problem is once you take away that right, you never get it back. You know, it's gone. It's gone forever.
And I'm with you, right? Well, I'm totally with you on this, that it's hard for me to understand what kind of a national emergency would require a president of the United States to shut down the Internet. The only one I can really imagine is if the president's opposition gets so loud that the president doesn't like it. In other words, the Internet is primarily a method of communicating, a method of speech, of political, not just political speech in general. Now, the proponents pushing this bill say, well, what if there's a cyber attack? A cybersecurity attack. I mean, the idea that you'd have to shut down everybody's access to what's become a basic mode of communication, I think, is ridiculous.
Of course it is. It's overkill. And, you know, and like I say, that's what dictators always use. They use that as a pretext to gain absolute power.
That's right. The nation is under threat. I need to shut down my political opposition. And the thing is, maybe this isn't the thrust of the bill, the intended consequence of the bill. But you give a president that kind of absolute power, I think it's a huge mistake. Dan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rick in Greeley.
Regarding this internet kill switch, I guess I'm kind of a little on the fence about it. Let me explain that. What I mean to say is, I think it's okay to have the discussion as to, you know, if something like what's happened in Egypt did happen here, you know, what options are available and what kinds of things, you know, might be appropriate, and whether or not this idea of shutting the Internet down is appropriate or not. I mean,
what happened in Egypt? I guess I would ask you, what happened in Egypt? I mean, people are demonstrating and protesting for their rights.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is this has to be maybe just a part of the discussion that they need to talk about. I don't know that I 100% agree with the idea of shutting it down completely, because that's not going to stop if the revolution or whatever is as important to shut the Internet down, then it's probably not going to really stop it. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree. Okay, and I'm going to agree with you on that. What I would say, though, is this is a question of how much power is appropriate for any single person in the United States to have. In our government. And I am not comfortable with the idea of one person being given effectively unilateral authority to flip a switch and shut down the Internet. I don't care if it's the president. I don't care if it's the chairman of a committee. That is too, in my estimation, and there's no right or wrong answer on this question, but that's too much power for one person to have.
Yep, he's right about that. 800-510-8255. Let's see here, Greg in West Virginia, your thoughts on all this.
I think President Mubarak has been a good ally of the United States, and he's been a voice of moderation in the Arab community. His influence has throughout the region has maintained calm over three decades. Between those that are enemies of Israel and those even that despise the United States and our way of life.
Yeah, you're a silly man, Greg. Mubarak has become a multi-billionaire because of the United States. That hasn't helped the people there. It's 21 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And people want to be talking about the situation in Egypt. The president says he wants to leave, but he can't. That's what he tells Christiane Amanpour, and ABC is pounding the heck out of that interview, promoting it here, there, and everywhere. There are problems in other countries in the Middle East that nobody seems to be talking about, Tunisia and Yemen for a couple. Also interesting side stories about Al Jazeera and how they've come into their own, all part of this review. And in the Talk Radio Countdown section at Good Day Show or DougStephan.com, go to DougStephan.com. You'll click on Chaos in Egypt there in the Talk Radio Countdown box. You'll see a link to Al Jazeera, and the what you see is what's happening right now on the streets of Cairo. You'll see it live. If you want to follow it, the audio and the video there at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, we get back to our callers, 800-510-8255. Warren in Virginia thinks Mubarak has to go.
Right now, he's not serving the U.S. interest by keeping the people, voice of the people down. And I think that as Americans, we kind of forget. Right now, we're going through our recession, and we're like at 9% unemployment, maybe close to 10%. These people have about 40% unemployment, and they're buying food and stuff like that has gone up dramatically. So we're in a very dangerous situation because they're going to follow to whoever gives them jobs, whether it be someone who might be a terrorist or someone who might not follow the rules of capitalism. And it might be unstable for us because, like, if they don't sell natural gas or they start jacking up the prices of the Suez Canal, it might hurt our interest again. We have to ensure that the people who come into power understand the business concerns. We are getting military aid, but we also need to give them economic aid, make sure they are trading partners. We have to make sure that their unemployment is down. I know that a lot of American people right now are going to say, why should we give foreign aid to another country while people here are hurting? But the big picture is, since we're interconnected globally, one of those countries like Egypt, which is 25% of the Arab population of the world, if they are not playing ball, we might have instability with Israel as well as the other Arab nations.
Moving along quickly, Herbie calls from Washington with thoughts on this.
I think we have it backwards. Instead of buying one man, we ought to just, you know, help the people. The money that we give to one person like that in order to control the whole group of people. You know, it's kind of backwards. That money could have been spread out amongst the Egypt people and they wouldn't be like they are. That's just like here in America. We have all of these people, these companies and banks and stuff that we bail out. If we spread that money out amongst the people, then we would have a nice country. We are what you call top heavy. You know, we're more for our individuals instead of countries.
800-510-8255. Here is Joy in Kansas City listening and thinking to the countdown.
What I think is important is that we don't repeat what we did in the 60s in the Middle East, and that is to play an uneven-handed approach between Arab countries, whether that we stand for democracy, but only if it's for Israel and the support of Israel. I think it's time that we play an even-handed approach, because what had happened in the 60s was that we turned countries away that were moving toward westernization, to include Iran, by being so protective of Israel that we've turned our backs on the Arab countries. And as a result of that, we ended up with a lot of reactionary responses from the Middle East, which is what we're getting now.
Very interesting. Thank you. There is a tricky future for democracy, for people living in the Middle East. Decolonization is one of the things, one of the words that is a buzz because of what the Europeans certainly did. They colonized this whole area and made a mess of it, and that's part of the problem. 28 past the hour now, and the countdown will continue in a few moments.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only, and Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network, and if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Doug Steffen here reviewing the hot hits for the week of January 31st through February 4th. And the number one item, which we're still on, we'll continue it, and then we'll go through some of the other items as the time and hour allows us to do that. And more of your calls at 800-510-8255, the chaos in Egypt and what it means to America. Andy is in Columbia, Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington.
I think it depends on who you ask. I think if you ask the CEOs of the big oil companies, they're going to say he's been a great friend. I think if you ask the families of those lost on September 11th, I think he's not been such a good friend. What's going on here is we've traded human rights for stability. I mean, he's maintained stability by torturing and murdering the opposition, and we supported him. Therefore, you know, by proxy, we're responsible for the brutal repression of human rights, not just in Egypt, but across the Middle East. I mean, this is why we lost two buildings, or one of the reasons we lost two buildings on September 11th and 3,000 Americans, rest in peace. And when the dirty bomb or a biological weapon of mass destruction goes off in the United States, we're really going to have only ourselves to blame.
Wow. There's a lot of talk this week about the dirty bombs being put together by Al-Qaeda, et cetera, if you've not heard that story. 800-510-8255. Ken in Seattle thinks what's happening in Egypt is going to give other oppressed countries ideas.
I think what's really going on is this is kind of scaring, you know, some of the other regimes in the area, because if they see that the Egyptians, you know, a moderate or quote-unquote moderate country can come up off of, you know, so much oppression and, you know, being under the thumb of that dictator for so many years, maybe that'll happen in other countries. And I think that that's what's really going on, is people are just starting to get fearful of the instability.
Crisis in Egypt. You see all the headlines, et cetera, et cetera. Egyptian president says he wants to leave, but he can't. This wreaks havoc in the area. All of these headlines, pretty disturbing. Some of the video is pretty disturbing. And as I said, you can follow it in the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougSteffen.com. Let's get one more caller in here before we resume our overview, moving as much as we can between number 2 and number 10. Here's John in Albany, New York.
On the one hand, you can say, yes, Mubarak is a good ally because he supports America's foreign policy and he keeps that area of the world stable. But on the other hand, he just isn't an ally to democracy after the last 30 years. I mean, what we've seen. According to American standard, that should not be an ally to the United States. Stability due to suppression of a people for 30 years is not an ally I want for America.
All right. Well, we've covered this, I think, pretty well. You got the picture from the point of view of how it's been discussed on News Talk Radio and television from the left and the right. So let's move on to number two. We'll start with number one and go through as many of these with excerpts from some of the conversations on these programs, starting with a healthcare discussion on Scott Voorhees' program. Here he talks to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa about what happens now that the healthcare reform bill has been declared unconstitutional.
A federal judge in Florida ruled Obamacare unconstitutional, citing the mandate, and if he takes that away, the entire system that was set up completely unravels. What now, Senator?
Well, as far as the Congress is concerned, we're going to start over again. And when I say start over again, I sincerely mean start over again. And when I say that, I haven't heard a single member of the United States Senate that says everything about a health care system's perfect and nothing needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
So then you repeal it and you replace it with things. I won't go into the details of that. But the idea is a lot of things have to be fixed. But this bill and this law does not fix them. In fact, in many respects, it makes it worse. So that's the Congress. Now, what's going on in the courts is separate, and that's going to go on independent of anything we're doing, and you have to know that for a fact. They could declare it unconstitutional, as the district courts do, but that's going to be appealed to the respective 11th Circuit Court for Florida, and then in a Virginia case, the First Circuit Court. But it's eventually going to get to the Supreme Court before we have finality on this, and so we just kind of have to wait. But if the whole thing goes down, as the judge said it should, then, in fact, we could start over again in Congress, regardless of what Congress does.
Yeah, and you and I have talked over the really the last year and a half about all of your and fellow Republicans' ideas for better health care coverage for all Americans without the mandate and with lower costs. And those ideas have been out there for years. So everyone who says that, well, the other side has no ideas, that is absolutely wrong.
Scott Voorhees talking to Senator Chuck Grassley about health care or health reform or insurance reform. I continue to criticize this whole thing because there's no discussion anywhere of prevention and care. And some of us don't want to have a different insurance. We just want it to be cheaper. It's gotten ridiculously expensive. Okay, so from Nebraska, where Scott Voorhees is, to Colorado, where Mario Solis Marish does a program, he talks with a healthcare researcher about a judge in Mississippi who dismissed complaints against the healthcare bill, saying that the complaints and not the bill are unconstitutional.
There was actually a decision today that was a judicial decision. A judge in Mississippi, no less, found that the complaints against the healthcare reform bill were unconstitutional and dismissed the complaints without prejudice. That hasn't gotten a lot of notice here. It hasn't hit the mainstream media for some reason. But that's another positive decision, correct?
Well, yeah, and that's what people have to remember, that the decision that came down Monday, which was, of course, the big one, Judge Vinson in Florida, that this is one judge, one district judge. We've had, I think 12 cases dismissed, now 13. You had two other judges who said that the mandate is constitutional, that it falls within the Commerce Clause, that there is a precedent for Congress regulating so-called inactivity. So one judge, and you have Republicans who, have been railing against activist judges left and right for the past decade, all of a sudden saying that everyone must bend to the will of a single conservative judge.
Yeah, this is outrageous. And what's wild, I saw a chart the other day of the coverage that the decisions get. It seems like the anti-healthcare decisions get a lot more coverage, but there have been more decisions on the side of supporting healthcare reform than the other way around.
Well, on one hand, that's understandable, because if you dismiss a lawsuit or you find that it's, that the law is constitutional, nothing really changes. And so it's, you know, not terribly surprising. Obviously, you create waves when you say the president's signature law is unconstitutional. So, you know, in some respect, that's a given. But, of course, also you have you have an eagerness, of course, for a story that where you kind of have the setup of someone who's, you know, the president who's supporting the law and somebody who's against the law. So it's this good guy, bad guy kind of thing that you know, right, that really makes a news story.
All right. So you can, again, listen to both sides of the story, make up your own mind. If we have time, we'll take some more of your calls on any number of these items, but I want to get the coverage on the radio programs on as we can, as time allows. 800-510-8255. Number three, the severe winter weather and the implications we have from, looking at a map right now, as a matter of fact, across the country, Denver, where I happen to be this morning, across through the Midwest and even south of here, snow in Houston, Dallas, where the game is this weekend. Wow, all kinds of wild weather. Here in New York, Steve Malzberg on his program talks about the record-setting cold winter we're having. And, of course, if you know Malzberg, you know he'll like to take a few shots at Al Gore.
Joe Bastardi from AccuWeather. Joe Bastardi saying that this winter's on track to become the coldest for the nation as a whole since the 80s or even the late 1910s. And here's the real good news. You ready for this? Three or four out of the next five winters could be just as cold, if not colder. That's right. That's what global warming will get you. That's what global warming will get you. Bastardi says he's worried that next winter, for example, will be colder than this one. And he's really concerned about, you know, in our tough financial times, the price of oil. He's really concerned about the prospect for more persistent cold weather in the coming years, putting increased financial hardship on Americans. Yeah, he talks about the La Nina occurs when sea surface temperatures across the equatorial central and eastern Pacific are below normal. The La Nina, you know, the whole thing. Bottom line, cold, bitter cold. Now, yesterday, I read Al Gore made an entry on a blog on his website or something, and he talked about how, hey, this is consistent with what we have always said. And the experts have always said, because of global warming, it's going to bring lots of snow and cold temperatures. Right? When did he ever say that? He told us the seas were going to rise and this and that. He never told us we're going to go through horrific cold. Never. In his whole stupid documentary, which, by the way, in Great Britain, because the father of a student went to court, if you want to show that movie in your classroom as a teacher, you have to point out the, like, 12 inaccuracies that are in this so-called documentary. It's the law. But do you remember, by the way, I don't have to tell you, historic blizzard in Chicago, a 2,000-mile storm. I woke up in New Jersey to the crack of ice all over my car and the walkways and the streets. We're getting another storm on Saturday. I mean, it's like every other day. This is global warming? No. We were specifically told by Al Gore and by everybody else who would weigh in that we were going to burn to death. And the glaciers were melting and the polar bears were dying and the snow was going away. No one said the snow was going to come back. No one said it's going to get freezing cold.
Nobody ever said Steve Malzberg was a genius. Global warming, hello, the influence of the temperature going up influences the conditions. The weather changes and has more dramatic ebbs and flows. It has more yin and yang to it, so it creates. I'm no fan of Al Gore necessarily, but to listen to some of these hosts who just don't get the oversimplification of this, the change is that the weather becomes more extreme. Hello. Anyway, that's number three. We deal with number four quickly, the national debt. Number five up next here on the countdown.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Tomorrow on History, Top Shot is back and reloaded. I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's hit competition series, Top Shot.
I love shooting against bigger, stronger, tougher men.
Each week, we'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbow...
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
...to firing from a moving vehicle.
I'm going to destroy the competition.
Top Shot, Reloaded. A brand new season starts tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing what's been talked about a great deal this week. At number five, the situation with China. I noticed that Ron Paul had a lot to say about China and economic problems here. Doesn't think that China's responsible for our economic problems. At number six this week, a pretty interesting story about WikiLeaks being nominated for the Nobel Prize. Here is podcaster John Varillo wondering if WikiLeaks can actually win the prize.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize by a member of the Norway Parliament. And in doing so, they cited Mr. Assange's release of all these secret government documents that has led to the exposure of torture and other situations by governments around the world, and what they would call corruption, war crimes, and torture, unquote. And they thought that he has done a lot to advance, you know, the cause of, sort of, I guess, freedom around the world. Now, my question is, do you agree with this? Yes or no? Should Julian Assange have been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? And do you think that he should win? What do you think has been the impact of WikiLeaks on governments and on, you know, the whole global situation here? And what role have they played with what's going on in Tunisia, what's going on now in Egypt, and what's next for WikiLeaks?
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
At four.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, 800-510-8255. We're counting down or up now. We're moving in the other direction. Number eight, talking about former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's new book. And on the program hosted by Alona Minkowski, she expresses outrage that he's been named a defender of the Constitution by CPAC.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, they're holding their annual event this month here in Washington, D.C., and they're giving out their Defender of the Constitution Award. And guess who's getting it? Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Conservatives are actually going to celebrate and honor Rumsfeld's actions while he served in George W. Bush's cabinet. I mean, hello, this man oversaw the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan until being replaced in 2006 after several generals called for his replacement and one day after the GOP lost control of the Senate and House in midterm elections. Yes, let's honor a man who got how many soldiers killed with his mismanagement of two wars in Iraq. More than 2,900 died on his watch, about 350 in Afghanistan. You know, it's really, truly hard to see Rumsfeld as a defender of the Constitution. Back in 2005, he was sued by the ACLU for authorizing the torture and abuse of detainees at facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the ACLU claimed that the Constitution prohibited the Secretary of Defense from adopting or permitting policies of cruelty against civilians in U.S. military custody. But Rumsfeld said that he couldn't legally be liable for that torture. Now, that lawsuit was eventually dismissed, but at least there was a lawsuit there. Let's get back to the point here. That a man who okayed torture is now being given an award from CPAC for defending the Constitution. I think that that says a lot about the conservative movement in this country. Damn the Constitution when it comes to war, but wrap yourself up in it when it comes to giving everyone health care. Way to go, CPAC.
All right, obviously she's on the left, but she makes some good points. Rumsfeld is a cur in my book and doesn't deserve any award except the booby prize. Number nine this week, all the Super Bowl hype, what people are going to see, what the expectation is as far as ads are concerned, who's buying ads, who isn't, all that, a pretty interesting conversation. Right now, though, let's get to number 10, the focus on Charlie Sheen. Tim Conway Jr. talked about Charlie Sheen's recent public statement on his radio program.
Charlie Sheen has a statement out there. And he compares himself to a legendary actor. Get along. He's saying, listen to this. Charlie Sheen compares himself to legendary actor and party animal Errol Flynn in a new statement thanking the big studio honchos for their support. You know, I think that's where that saying in like Flynn comes from. You know, because that guy used to get all the women. And if you knew you had a sure shot, you would say, yeah, I'm in like Flynn. I think that's where it comes from. So, I mean, maybe now it'll be like in like Sheen. Is that possible? Hey, I'm in like Sheen. That's maybe it. I'm seen like Sheen. I don't know. All right, here's Sheen's 911 tape. He calls, somebody in that house calls the doctor because they didn't want to call 911. There's way too many bricks of coke laying around for a 911 call. So they call the doctor, and the doctor's like, hey, I don't want to go on trial for anything that happens at that house. I'm going to call 911. And that's what he's legally obligated to do, by the way. He's just filling his legal obligation in doing this. And the right move as well. You know, respect the guy who does this. Even though Charlie Sheen is a huge client and may not be a client of his doctor's anymore, I bet this doctor gets a lot of residual business because of the ethics that he's shown in this very popular case. Here we go.
Fire Department 3911, Mercy.
Yes, hi. My name is Dr. Nassif. I live in Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Oh, wow. Look at you, Dr. Nassif. Ooh, very fancy up there. Hey, why? Who does that? Who other than, you know, the narcissistic, like, Hollywood doctors? Hey, yeah, I'm calling you. First of all, I'll tell you how rich I am. And then once we get over that, I will give you what the complaint is and what the emergency is. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself and my real estate holdings.
In Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Yes, sir.
I just got a call from the residence of Charlie Sheen, from the secretary. Apparently, what he's saying, they had intoxicated.
All right.
And he's saying, don't call 911. But he got him on the phone. He was very, very intoxicated. Also, apparently in a lot of pain. Kind of weird, the phone call I received.
Is it? Is it really? I mean, nobody else in the world thought it was weird. Does his doctor think it's weird that Chuck Sheen happens to have maybe in some abdominal pain because of, I don't know, drinking, drugs, staying up for 36 hours? You got to listen to your body eventually. You know what your body's telling you? Stop with the bricks of coke after 36 hours.
So that's number 10, Super Bowl 9, Rumsfeld 8, Global Warming 7, WikiLeaks 6, China's 5, National Debt 4, Weather 3, Healthcare 2, and Egypt number 1 on the Talk Radio Council.